for the second time in a year, school students across the country have turned out to protest government inaction on climate change. Students have defied calls made by Prime Minister Scott Morrison and others that there should be less activism and more learning in the classrooms. Floss Adams has more.
Today, thousands of Australian school students will be striking against climate change across the country. This is the second student-led strike held in Australia for climate change and has grabbed the attention of politicians, parents and students everywhere. 16-year-old Shelley Joseph, the leader of the Sunshine Coast student strike, says they are taking a stand over government inaction.
Today we're striking for climate action at Phrygian near Sunshine Beach at 11 a.m. and we're letting our government know that we're unhappy with the inaction that they've made towards climate change. It started with Greta Thunberg over in Switzerland.
She believes it's critical for young people to be heard and take action.
It is critical that we as young people have our voices heard and make sure that action is made right now. We need to change the way that we face climate change and the way that we deal with it. And we need to make sure that policies and legislations are being enacted and put in place immediately to save our futures. I feel absolutely honoured. It's like a dream come true to have organised this and help be a part of it. This amazing movement, empowering young people, informing young people and getting our community involved in an action that is positive.
Ms. Joseph was hesitant to organise a strike last year because she was worried about how it would be received.
Yeah, so I initially didn't do it last year because I was scared of how it would be received in my community and region, as I lived in a rural area, but I was so surprised, I was so taken aback. We've had so much support. People from schools all along the coast, including Gympie, have rallied with us to support our action and to come to our event today.
For Miss Joseph and thousands of other school students, this is only the beginning.
I would say that we are not going to stand down. We are going to keep making change and creating action until our voices are heard and changes are made.
Students aren't the only ones on the street today. Parents are also marching alongside. Heidi Edmonds turned out today because she was concerned about the future of her children.
Yeah, so I'm in Brisbane. I'm here with my little nearly five-year-old who is in prep. So I've been concerned about the climate emergency since I realised that was what we were facing, not just climate change, about 3 years ago. And I'm obviously really amazed by how articulate the Australian students are speaking up for their future, and I as a parent I'm very concerned for my own children's future in a changing climate, and I'm keen to do all that I can to amplify it. But the students, the Australian students, they're just like a thousands of Greta Thunbergs. They are all so articulate, and we just need to support them and amplify them because they are talking about climate in a way that everyone really needs to hear.
Greens member for Queensland State Parliament, Michael Berkman, is in full support of the students.
I'm absolutely in support of all of these kids that have organised and will be attending the strikes. I think it's an amazing show of initiative and the power that I think young people can wield if they coordinate and have their voices heard as one.
Mr. Berkman says it's worth missing school to send a message to those in power who are failing to make decisions in everyone's best interest.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely worthwhile. I mean, it's one day of school, or even half a day of school for most kids. And look, in real terms, I think what they're conveying to those people who are supposed to be in power and making decisions in everyone's best interests is that they're failing to do that. And I think, the voice that young people bring to this conversation is so important, not only because they're being let down, but also because they are the ones who are going to have to deal with all of the most catastrophic consequences of climate change that at the moment, on our current trajectory, we're leaving them with.
Mr. Berkman says organising a strike is a good way to raise the profile of the issue.
I think a strike, as opposed to any other kind of action that might have been taken previously, is fantastic to just raise the profile of the issue. I mean, kids and other people who have been demonstrating on the need for strong climate action for years now have been roundly ignored by politicians on all sides. So taking strike action and doing it in such a way that, kids are leaving school and sending that really clear message to their politicians, I think it's a fantastic, demonstration of how passionately kids feel this issue and just how much it means to them that we actually take the necessary steps and take some really strong action on climate change.
Queensland Greens MP for the seat of Maiwa, Michael Berkman, ending that story by Floss Adams.